How many times have you heard someone say, "I'm a lousy singer"? Perhaps you've even given yourself this stinging self-critique. But psychology professor Peter Fordrescher says many of us might be better at hitting the right notes than we give ourselves credit for.
I've had the feeling that there are a lot of people out there who may misjudge how accurate they are at singing or are too hypercritical of themselves.
So back in 2013, at a workshop in Seattle, researchers devised a matrix for measuring pitch accuracy. Fordrescher is an amateur singer with an interest in music education, so it makes sense that he later collaborated with Stephen Demarest to create an online version of what's now called the Seattle Singing Accuracy Protocol.
So there's an automated scoring procedure that goes on. So that way, the person who uses this test can see right when they're finished how accurately they're performing on all of these tasks that we give them.
Now, don't let the fancy title scare you. The whole point of developing this online tool was to make the assessment fast and simple.
So from the scientific community, there were a couple previous tests that were not available online for the general public and that were very long. Our test takes just about 15 or 20 minutes.
But here's the thing. Measuring someone's pitch accuracy does not necessarily mean the person will soon be clutching a Grammy. Fordrescher likes to use an example from the annals of American Idol.
Talk to me, tell me your name, you blow me off like
if you were a fan, maybe you'll remember William Hung from season 3, way back in 2004.
So if you take William Hung's recording of She Bangs and you play it right alongside Ricky Martin's recording, you will hear that this pitch is right on. So in that sense, William Hung might actually be a bit more accurate than Ricky Martin because William Hung matched pitch without any accompaniment and without any digital editing.
But wait a minute. If that's the case, why was Hung laughed off the stage by judges and branded by some as one of the worst auditions in Idol history?
The issues with William Hung may have more to do with subtler stylistic characteristics, the subtle rhythmic nuances of how he sings, and the kind of subtle sense of swagger that is in the original interpretation of the song may be more missing from William Hung's performance.
Got it. There's more to singing than just hitting the right notes. Still, Fordrescher is hoping this research will help many people to make better music. He believes we're too accustomed to hearing sanitized voices packaged for a wide audience.
We hear digitally edited voices on the radio from people who devote much of their lives to singing, rather than hearing our friends and neighbors sing. Eventually, I would like to see a world where we do more singing with each other and less just listening to the radio and these digitally edited voices.
And in case you're wondering, yes, I did take the online singing test. And then asked the good professor to look over results. My ear for pinpointing differences in pitch, quite good. My accuracy in imitating piano music, not so good. If you believe the test results, my singing skills are not horrible, but don't try to convince my friends. We leave you with this clip of Florence Foster Jenkins, an amateur soprano who was mocked for her singing abilities. I have some practicing to do. Brian Meyer, WBFO News.